Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 15, Part 2, Explanation of the Atmarama verse in Srimad Bhagavatam continued. Lord Chaitanya thus established the import of the 11 words in the Atmarama verse. And then Lord Chaitanya began to explain the import of each item as follows. The word Brahman indicates the greatest in all respects. Krishna is the greatest in all opulences. No one can excel Krishna in wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. Thus, the word Brahman indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. In the Vishnu Purana, it is stated, Brihat vad bringha nat vachcha tad brahma paramang vidu tasmai namaste sarvatman yogi chintyavi karavat. The word Brahman is given to indicate the greatest of all. The Supreme Lord is the greatest, and there is no limit to His expanding as the greatest. One may conceive of Brahman's greatness, yet this greatness grows in such a way that no one can estimate how great Krishna actually is. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tatvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is realized in three aspects, but they are all one and the same. The Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality, Krishna, is everlasting. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the first of the Chatushloki says, Aham evasam evagre nanyad yat sad asat param paschad aham yad etatcha yo vishishyeta sosmi aham. Krishna exists before the manifestation of this cosmic world. Krishna also exists during its continuance, and Krishna continues to exist after its annihilation. Atatatvachcha matrikvad atmahi paramo harihi. Therefore, Krishna is the soul of everything great. Krishna is all-pervading and all-witnessing, and Krishna is the supreme form of everything. There are three different kinds of transcendental processes mentioned in Vedic literature by which one can understand and achieve that supreme perfection of the Absolute Truth. They are called the process of knowledge, the process of mystic yoga, and the process of devotional service. The followers of these three processes realize the Absolute Truth in three different aspects. Those who follow the process of knowledge realize Krishna as impersonal Brahman. Those who follow the process of yoga realize Krishna as localized Supersoul. And those who follow the process of devotional service realize Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is. In other words, although the word Brahman indicates Krishna and nothing else, still, according to the process which is followed, Krishna is realized in three different aspects. As far as devotional service is concerned, there are two divisions. In the beginning, there is Vidhi Bhakti, or devotional service with regulative principles. And in the higher stage, there is Raga Bhakti, or devotional service in pure love. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Absolute Truth, but Krishna is manifest by the expansions of His different energies also. Those who follow the regulative principles of devotional service ultimately attain the Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual world. But one who follows the principles of love in devotional service attains the supreme abode, the highest planet in the spiritual world, known as Krishna Loka or Goloka Vrindavan. Transcendentalists can also be divided into three categories: Akama Sarva Kamova, Moksha Kama Udharadhi, Tigraina Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param. The word Akama refers to one who does not have any material desires. Moksha Kama refers to one who seeks liberation from all material miseries, and Sarvakama refers to one who has the material desire to enjoy. The most intelligent transcendentalist gives up all other processes and engages in devotional service of Krishna, even though one may still have many desires. For it is not by any kind of transcendental activity, neither fruitive action, nor the cultivation of knowledge, nor the cultivation of mystic yoga, that a person can achieve the highest perfection without adding a tinge of devotional service. But for devotional service, all other transcendental processes are just like nipples on the neck of a goat. The nipples on a goat's neck may be squeezed, but they do not supply any milk. If one is to derive actual perfection from his or her process, then one must take to the devotional service of Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita it is stated by Lord Krishna, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritinarjuna arto jigyasur artharpi jnani cha bharatarshabha. O best among the Bharatas, Arjuna, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me: the distressed, the desirer of wealth, the inquisitive, and one who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. So when these four types of people amass righteous activities, they come to the devotional service of the Lord. Out of these four, those who are distressed and those who desire wealth are called devotees with desires, whereas the other two, the inquisitive and the searcher for wisdom, are actually seekers of liberation. And because they worship Krishna, they are all considered to be very fortunate. And in due course of time, if they can give up all desires and become pure devotees of the Supreme Lord, then they can be considered most fortunate. Such fortunate beginners can develop only in the association of pure devotees of Lord Krishna. And when one associates with pure devotees, then he or she also becomes a pure devotee. And this is confirmed in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Satsangam Mukta Dursango Hatun Notsahate Buddha Kirtyamanam Yasho Yasya Sakrid Akarnya Rochanam. That person who is actually intelligent is able, by association of pure devotees, to hear about Lord Krishna and Krishna's activities. For these activities are so attractive that when one hears of them, he or she does not give up one's association with the Lord. But for the association of pure devotees, all other association is called kaitava, cheating. And this is confirmed in the second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein it is stated, Dharma projita kaitavotra paramo nirmatsaranang satang Vedyam Vastavam Atra Vastu Shivadam Tapatrayon Mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite K किं वा परायर ईश्वरः सद्यो हृदि अवरुध्यते त्र पृथिवी शुश्रूषुभिः तत् क्षणात्. All cheating processes which obstruct transcendental realization are to be thrown off. By Srimad Bhagavatam, one can understand reality as it is. And such understanding helps one to transcend the three kinds of material miseries. Srimad Bhagavatam is compiled by the greatest sage, Vyasadeva. And it is a work coming out of Vyasa's mature experience. And by understanding Srimad Bhagavatam and rendering devotional service, one can immediately capture the Supreme Lord within one's heart. Lord Chaitanya then explained that the word projita specifically refers to those who desire liberation. The great Bhagavatam commentator, Sridhar Swami, has explained that the desire for liberation is the most obstructive stumbling block on the path of God realization. Somehow or other, if one comes to Krishna and begins to hear about Krishna, Krishna is so kind that Krishna awards him or her his very lotus feet as a center. And having such a focal point, the devotee or transcendentalist forgets everything and engages in devotional service of the Lord. When one comes to Krishna in devotional service or in full Krishna consciousness, the reward is the Supreme Himself. Once engaged for the Supreme, one no longer asks for anything, as do the distressed man and the one who desires material possessions. The very method of devotional service, the service itself, the association of pure devotees, and the causeless mercy of Krishna all act so wonderfully that one can give up all activities and become absorbed in Krishna, even if one is distressed, in want of material possessions, inquisitive, or is actually a wise man cultivating knowledge. In summary, Krishna is the meaning behind all the words in the Atma Rama verse. Up to this point, Lord Chaitanya spoke only of the introduction to the Atma Rama verse. Next, Lord Chaitanya will explain its real position. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 15, Part 2, Explanation of the Atma Rama verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, continued. Recorded August 12, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Trinadapi Sunichena Torodiva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama Harinama Harinamaiva Kevalam Kalo Nasyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adigaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya.